the end, you know, there is actually no difference, because when we go at the end of life and then suddenly we're confronted literally, you know, with the end, and then we think about, wow, what do I want? How should my last 3 months of my life be? What is my legacy? What do I leave behind? How do I want to transition? You know, there's so many aspects, right? Suddenly becomes down to all these things. What's my, how am I want to be buried even, you know? Do I want to have a party? I don't know. There's all these things suddenly come up. But then it's almost too late, because then it's, you know, there's so, there's a lot of people, sadly, you know, never engage on this topic. And then they say, oh, I wish I've done that trip, but now I'm too sick. I can't go and travel to this beach I dreamt my entire life of going to. Or, oh, I wish I would have mended my relationship with my daughter. And it's so sad that now I don't know if I have the energy to do this. So that to me was so heart-wrenching when I heard those things, that I said, I need to bring it back here. I need to bring it right here, right now, into the middle. And if we start thinking about those things, then we don't, you know, are not on the end. Then we get to actually restructure our life and live a much more fulfilled and authentic life. And at the end, then we don't have to have these regrets.
Everything I just explained to you, you can't even comprehend, but it makes sense to me. And you should acknowledge it, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't. It's just, it was a bunch of nonsense and a waste of time. But I feel like I was able to get those emotions out and express it. If they don't take it, I mean, fuck them. So,
yeah, it's for you, really, Greg. Your healing is always for you. It's not for the other person. And part of becoming more emotionally intelligent and compassionate towards yourself is accepting that harsh reality, that in changing yourself, other people will not be able to accept that you're changing, and they won't remember what you remember. They won't remember it the way you remember it. They won't remember aspects that come back to you in segments over your lifetime. And they may not also take accountability for causing harm to you.
That generation does not understand the implications that they caused. And me trying to rebuild those relationships, it's no point. There's really no point, because they don't understand what they do. And then you're looking at it from a younger version of yourself's perspective, when you've gone back, you've done the work, and it's just, there's no point to look, to try to rebuild those relationships.
Yeah, I agree. I agree to the extent that what I share with my clients is, when you start your journey through healing, and it's an ongoing process, most times there's a transformation that happens within yourself that does not occur concurrently with the people that you want to help transform with you.
You've been listening to Your Transformation Station, your voice on the hard truths of leadership. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. Remember, Your Transformation Station is on all major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube at YTS The Podcast. And visit the website at ytsthepodcast.com. Till next time.